You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Plus doing a little zip lining, which is a blast. Did not go upside down. Bergman said go upside down. I did not go upside down.
You
I accidentally went backwards
down.
Once. I had no choice in the matter. I just momentum.
Yeah,
took
well,
me
you get
backwards.
Credit for it.
Yeah. So, by the way, you know what the line is on Rams Seattle tomorrow?
Let me guess. Okay, Rams have a lot of COVID.
23 Seattle. Players have COVID or in protocol.
Rams by 4.
Rams by 7.
Huh.
Rams, I think that's going to be a really close game.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
Going to be there tomorrow night. That's we're on for an hour. It is pre-Rams pregame. That's what we're calling tomorrow. Pre-Rams pregame. We're on at 1, and then Rams pregame will start at 2, and then it is a what's the start? Is the start
4 o'clock?
5. No, 4.
4. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. There's two games at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
There's two games today. Right now, the Raiders are playing the Browns. The Raiders lead 7-0 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter.
So, Ireland, you know what I did today? Another cameo message. I'm actually having fun with this thing.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not there yet.
You know what it does? It makes it easy to send a message to somebody. Because, you know, I always said I'll do it for free. You know, it's hard to take a video and then email it to somebody and all that stuff. This actually makes it easy. It does all the work for you. And, of course, it's a holiday message, so I had to sing.
What did they ask you for?
They asked me to talk to somebody who is a longtime Laker fan and congratulate them, to goof on them, and say congratulations for finally becoming a Lakers fan. And wish them a Merry Christmas. And, I gave them a little song.
$30 you're getting?
$30.
Yeah, you're undercharging.
I'm giving all the money to charity.
Yeah, you're undercharging.
I'm not going to get rich doing cameo messages.
Yeah, you should bump it to 50. I think you can get 50.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to gouge people.
Just go all in. Make it 300.
No. Brian Cox from Succession is 400.
Right.
On that scale, I'm about 30.
If I go on, I'm going for 100.
See, there you go. Be like
how
Ireland.
How much is James Worthy get on Cameo?
I think he charges 142. I don't know. Look it up. Because okay. I could be off about that. Could be. I think he was getting too many requests, so he originally did to like announce he was going on Cameo was going to do it for 42, which was his number, and now I think he's doing 142, but I don't know.
$199.
Yeah, well, I would think he was getting too many of them.
$199. So
yeah,
the
you can get me for half of what you can get James Worthy for if I ever decide to do it.
So Lakers lost last night. It was an entertaining game. It was a fun game.
Yeah, very fun game. And they just turned it over too much, and they couldn't stop DeMar DeRozan. I'm happy for DeRozan. I mean,
King of the mid-range.
The Bulls have a very L.A. flavor to their team.
They do.
I mean, they have Lonzo. They have Alex Caruso. They have DeMar DeRozan from Compton. They have Zach LaVine from UCLA. They have Nikola Vucevic from USC. So they're an easy team. If they're not playing the Lakers, I find myself rooting for the Bulls.
Yeah, the Bulls, I think, are the 2 seed right now in the
they
East.
They are. Yeah, and Billy Donovan, their coach, is a likable guy. I don't know if this is their year. I don't know if they're built for the playoffs. I'm not sure they get past a team like Milwaukee. But in the meantime, good for them.
Yeah, I've said all along I like Milwaukee to repeat.
Yeah, Brooklyn, if they get... Well, you know, they got Kyrie back.
It's such
back.
A mess. It's such a mess.
They got Kyrie back, and then everybody went into protocol.
Well, they got Kyrie back for road games.
Right. But I would imagine eventually when they've got to play for the title that Kyrie will take the shot and be available. But who knows?
Yeah.
He definitely beats to his own drum, that's for sure.
Let's go to Bob and Encino. Hey, Bob, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
I'm just driving along, enjoying your show.
Thank you, man.
And lamenting our poor Lakers.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, they turn it over too much, yeah. Bob. If they can get that under control, they'd be a lot better.
Well, but you see, what's wrong is age. Forgive me, guys. You're still young men, even you, Ireland. You're still young men. If you're not so young, and you remember what it was like to play, and I'm sure you know that too. In any case, legs, lungs, and ligaments are all missing. They cannot keep up. They do not offensive rebound. Maybe one guy follows his shot, but they don't even get coached to do that. You think they don't want to run. They don't want to, you know, they want to get down court as soon as they pop, but one guy has to follow up at least. They don't even have a plan for that. It's sad to see. You've got to get some young legs there, and that might mean 2-3 seasons before you're really competitive, but at some point in time, you got to get rid of that Peyton Malone mentality that we're going to get used to be stars in there to all of a sudden perform a miracle.
Well, Bob, you brought up something that we haven't talked about on the show today. And Mace, it's a valid point about the Lakers.
Right.
In the Minnesota game, offensive rebounds, Lakers 1, Minnesota 15.
Yeah.
Offensive rebounds can kill you. There was a possession last night with the game on the line where the Bulls got 3 bites at the apple. The Lakers stopped them, played good defense, and gave up an offensive rebound, then gave up another offensive rebound, and then DeRozan hit a shot. So they've got to get that under control too. But if the defense doesn't, you know, the defense is the whole key to the.
You keep saying that, but they keep not playing it.
Right. So unless they figure that part out, then this isn't going to be a change.
I just think the team is constructed badly.
Hey, Ireland, I got a question for you from last night's game. There was 17 seconds left, 12 seconds on the shot clock, and the Lakers fouled.
This drove me crazy.
What? Why? What is the reasoning behind fouling there?
The smartest guy on the team. You know who did it?
Rondo. Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. All they had to do was play defense, and LeBron got on him about it after it. All they had to do was play defense, and they were going to get the ball back with 5 seconds left, down 1. And instead, you know, that's not only a chance that's a chance to win the game. Let it go. Instead, they fouled DeRozan on purpose.
They still had a couple of cracks at the end. They had a couple of decent shots at the end to tie.
They had 2 threes, including one from Ellington. Ellington did hit a 3 in Dallas to send them to overtime, but they, you know, Lightning wouldn't strike twice. And so, plays like that, Greg, it's a fair question. Rondo just had a brain cramp.
Let's go to Ron in Long Beach. Ron, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
I'm driving home. Here's my opinion. The Lakers gave up too much to get
Davis or Westbrook?
Davis. Okay. Now what they should have done was traded for Karl Anthony Towns. Now I think that they should trade either for Karl Anthony Towns or Porzingis. You know, at least he stays a lot healthier than on Davis. I mean, in fact, they should have done the Karl Anthony Towns in the first place. Now, remember who's on Minnesota? The kid who used to play for the Lakers.
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. Now think about what it would have been with Russell, Karl Anthony Towns, and LeBron. That would have been a much better team. And younger, too. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it takes 2 teams to do a trade.
Thanks,
and
man.
I don't think Minnesota is necessarily going to give you Karl Anthony Towns for nothing. The Lakers, Mace, don't have a lot of tradable pieces.
Right. No, they don't. I mean, really, it's THT is their most tradable piece.
Right. And most of their draft picks are gone in the Anthony Davis deal.
Virtually all.
So, I mean,
you're really limited in what you can do. I mean, that's why, and you can't speak to it, but there are a lot of trade Westbrook rumors out there. I mean, that's one way to change the chemistry, to juggle things around. But, I mean, ultimately, and you can't say the Anthony Davis trade was a mistake because we won a championship. We won number 17. But you wonder what they've got in Anthony Davis moving forward, given that, you know, this last year he played 35 games. This year he's gone for at least 4 weeks and probably longer. You know, he's going to miss, who knows, 14 games, 20 games, whatever that happens to be. You know, wonder what we've got going forward.
He's basically turned into Joel Embiid. When he plays, he's great, but he doesn't play a lot. And so, you know, who would you rather have, Embiid or AD? AD plays more than Embiid does.
Let me look at that. I think so.
At least AD has a series of all NBA and all-star appearances.
Embiid has played 64-51-51.
Right. In the last 3 years?
In the last 3 years.
Yeah. And how many has he played this year, does it say?
19 so far.
Yeah, AD's played more.
So he's missed a bunch of games this year, too. Yeah. No, I mean, we were playing for this year, right? That was the idea. We're playing for right now for this year. I'm just being real here. I just don't feel like this is a championship team.
Right, but for all these people calling and saying make trades, it's not as simple as open your phones and tell people to come get your guys. The Lakers don't have a lot of tradable parts. So you may have to wait until the end of the offseason the end of this season to retool your team. I think your challenge is get everybody healthy and see if you can figure out a way to play defense together.
But I mean, all this stuff, you know what I thought was weird? You know, we've been waiting for Trevor Ariza, Well, we saw him. That's what you get from 36-year-old Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, he was okay.
He's fine. He's not going to change your defense dramatically.
No, the big thing with Kat, too, by the way, they're saying like, you should trade for Karl Anthony Towns. This is the same guy that Jimmy Butler said was soft and didn't want to play with him and was beat up on him in practice with a bunch of scrubs. This was the same dude that was known around, according to at least Jimmy Butler, is that he's not as – you have the same problem that you're going to have with Anthony Davis where all the Laker fans are going to say that he's too soft.
Well, and if you look – Karl Towns is a great player. I think Anthony Davis is a great player. But if you look at Towns' history – AD at least got the Pelicans to the playoffs. The only time the Wolves have been to the playoffs with Karl Anthony Towns is when Butler was there, Greg, that year you're talking about.
Yeah, plus last two seasons, 35 and 50 games.
Right. So we're talking about the same issue. A lot of big guys have injury issues. Like, remember how good Yao Ming was when he played? He just couldn't stay healthy. You know, it's not unique to AD. A lot of big guys have injuries.
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be.
Like Porzingis, Mace, has played less than AD.
You know, Porzingis isn't the right answer.
One of those guys, well, that was the suggestion, one of the names that guy brought up.
Porzingis. No, Porzingis misses a ton of games.
Right.
I mean, among big guys, it's kind of Giannis, Jokic, and the rest.
Right.
Jokic is having a great year.
It always does. I mean, he's a reigning MVP, and you could make the argument that he should get it again this year.
Yeah, he's a machine. He's on my fantasy team. He's killing it.
Second round draft pick.
Yeah, what a great player. What a great player. All right, coming up next, I meant to do the Bill Belichick thing. We got Bill Belichick coming up next. Plus, John, the TV show that if you're not watching, you should be. Okay. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There is Santa Claus.
Hey, you're speaking Spanish now. How did you get by in Costa Rica? You speak a lot of Spanish there or no?
Un poco.
Un poco.
Muchas gracias, señor.
Most people down there speak English, right?
Por favor. Yeah, everybody does.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, no, everybody speaks English for the most part.
And is it, I hear that Costa Rica is relatively affordable, true?
It is more affordable than Hawaii is. Hawaii's right. Gotten crazy expensive, but Costa Rica, you get kind of the same experience for much less. Café con leche, por favor. Leche.
Oh man, that's the best.
See, I wish I knew that. That's been a goal of mine forever: is to learn Spanish fluently. And it's weird when I'm down there. I know, like it comes to me a little bit. Puedo tener un Coca-Cola cero.
That is some serious Spanglish right there.
No,
that was right, right?
Fine. Yeah. What else?
Gracias por escuchando.
Escucharme.
escucharme.
Sí, gracias por escucharme. Sí.
A mis programa.
A mi programa, sí.
Yeah. Sí. I get there's a little bit there. There's a little bit there. I think if I lived down there, I would learn it really quick. It's like getting thrown into the deep end. Like, that's really the best way to become fluent, I think. Do you speak any Spanish?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sí. Mucho.
Mucho.
Sí. ¿Dónde está el cuarto de baño?
Yeah, no, that's a useful
that's
phrase.
A good one, yeah.
I always thought that Ben Lyon's dad, Jeffrey, one of the coolest things he does, he speaks fluent Spanish, and he actually goes on the Red Sox Spanish language radio broadcast.
All right, so when I was in New York a couple weeks ago, I had lunch. This was incredibly fun. It was Ben,
yep,
myself, Ben's dad, Jeffrey, and Richard Schiff.
Oh, wow.
Ben and I just sat there and let those two guys go at it for like an hour. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I bumped into Schiff at the golf course when I was golfing back in the day.
Yes.
I actually gave back my clubs.
You've given it up.
Totally gave it. I just worked to do that one golf event.
And you were respectfully mediocre, yeah, at that event.
Exactly. Like I am with everything. Respectfully mediocre. That's my goal. All right, so Bill Belichick did something that I find amazing.
I'm not even sure this is him. I mean, where did this come from?
This came out of nowhere. He was very upset after they lost the other night to Indianapolis, right? It was Indianapolis.
Yep.
And apparently he had a tense press conference. And
then that night after the game. Yeah.
Yeah, after the game. And then had a press conference yesterday and had a totally different tune.
Off here. Look, fellas, I apologize if, you know, I seemed like I was a little short with you after the game. You know, obviously a frustrating game, down 20-0, didn't do anything well enough. I mean, there isn't really much to say at that point without watching the film. Clearly, we had problems in every area.
He apologized. So.
That has to be a first, doesn't it?
I cannot recall Bill Belichick apologizing for anything.
It'd be like Phil Jackson apologizing. Phil would never apologize.
Phil would never apologize?
Hell no. Would Greg Popovich apologize?
I would think that in certain circumstances he would apologize. You know who wouldn't apologize? Oh, actually, he kind of did. Urban Meyer. We weren't here for any of that crap. I'll tell you what. USC dodged a bullet by not hiring that jackass.
Now, let me ask you this. Is he completely done? Is that the end of his coaching legacy? He doesn't need the money.
No.
But is that the way he wants his life to end? His professional life to end?
Does he have a choice? I mean, sure. There are stories now all over the place.
Bowling Green
player came out today and said he choked him.
Yeah, but you know what he could do is the Patino.
What, go to?
Patino, where did he go? Iona? Or he went and coached in Greece, and then he went to Iona, and then he immediately turned all these places around, won a title in both places.
Yeah, but I mean, he's just a bad guy. Do you want to hire a bad guy?
So was Patino, right?
Yeah, but I mean, did players ever come out and say, by the way, it's Raiders 10-0. Did players ever come out and say Patino did this to me? He mistreated players?
No, but he got in trouble when they were basically running a brothel out of the basketball.
But don't you think it's different that he actually kicked the kicker?
By the way, I've been reading up a lot about that. There are many people who were on the field that day that said that did not happen.
Well, I'll say this. It's not like that got invented later. He went directly to HR after that happened.
Right.
Exactly. It's not like I suddenly recalled that he kicked me. When he kicked him, he went to HR and immediately complained.
Yeah, there's people there that say that story is greatly exaggerated. But I'm not here to defend Urban Meyer. He sounds like a
bad
guy.
Oh, my God, what a jackass.
But I think if I'm him, I don't want this to be the final chapter in my professional career. I think I got to do a Patino. I got to find a small school that would hire me. Like, Oregon State or Washington State would hire Urban Meyer, wouldn't they?
No, not really.
I mean, he's been out there and available for a few years, right? I mean, it's not like he was working before he took the NFL job.
He didn't have to take anything bad until now. Now his reputation's in shambles.
I wonder if, I mean, do you put him on TV now? No.
No, not really.
No, I don't think anybody wants to watch him on TV. Would Bowling Green rehire him?
I mean, the report came out today. The Bowling Green guy said he choked him.
Yeah, Woody Hayes used to choke guys.
Yeah, that was 1975.
You think Saban would bring him on as like an OC?
Of course he will.
Yeah, that I could see that happening.
That's so the rehab Saban, program?
Yeah.
He hired Lane. He hired Sark. He hired Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's maybe the first place he
goes. Didn't he have a Coach Orgeron too?
No, never Coach O.
No?
No.
Okay.
Wait, Coach O's not there now, Mace?
Is Coach O at...
He went somewhere. Coach O went somewhere.
Yeah, I went to like Southern Miss or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think he went to Alabama.
By the way, I read an article while I was on this road trip that the staff that Lincoln Riley has put together at USC might be the best recruiting staff in the country. Apparently, like, he brought Dante Williams back. Apparently, all the guys he has on staff are like ace recruiters. So Lincoln is building from the ground up. He went and got all these guys that their number one strength is to going into high school kids' houses and getting them out of there.
Yeah, it's like a super team.
Of assistants, yeah. I don't know how good of coaches they are, but they're great recruiters. And, boy, you know, while you were gone, we were talking about what a difference a year makes. Keaton Slovis into the transfer portal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not going to be the quarterback.
Right. I would. That's what I would do if I was him.
Jackson Dart is the guy.
Yeah, I would do the same thing.
It's weird the way things turn around. I mean, he was going to be the guy. Remember, it was JT Daniels. He got hurt. Keaton Slovis took over, had success. Keaton Slovis struggled for a couple of years. Jackson Dart takes over. I mean, Lane Kiffin talked about it. Really is free agency now for players.
Well, because of the transfer portal, yeah. Like, if you and I were playing, we really could go wherever we want, and we don't even have to wait a year, no matter what we're doing.
I say good for players.
I do, too.
I'm for player movement. Hey, if you don't think you can – if you don't see a way to get a starting job and you can go somewhere else and do it, do it.
But Lane's right. It is free agency. You don't get the starting job. You just go to a school where you know you can play.
Yeah, I mean, I completely get it. And I think Lincoln Riley is going to be just a monster at USC. Just a monster. They got the guy, without question.
And their schedule, have you looked at their schedule next year?
Yeah, I know. They have no Oregon again.
I think they have 8 home games. No Oregon, no Washington. It's really set up for them.
I can't remember the last time they played Oregon in the regular season. They've gotten that bounce of a schedule a few times.
Right, because Oregon's in the north.
Yeah.
Happens every year.
Yeah. So I think they'll be great. I think they'll be great. I love the hire. Mike Bone deserves a ton of credit because he snuck that in.
Well, especially because he looked so incompetent before he did it. You know, everybody thought he didn't get it, and especially his boss, Carol Folt, didn't get it. And then they go out and make a historic, monumental, maybe the biggest hire in the history of USC. So they changed the narrative overnight.
So I mentioned this. I forgot to pay it off, as we say in the business. Forgot to pay it off. The TV show that is killing it right now. Jorge, do you watch Marvel stuff?
I do not, no.
I'm telling you, Hawkeye is a great show.
That's with that Haley Steinfeld, right?
Yeah, and Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. So I'm telling you, Disney, and we work for him, obviously, and they own Marvel. But you want to talk about just now they've had Loki, they had WandaVision, they had, what was the one? What If? What about the one with Anthony Mackie? That was...
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Falcon Winter Soldier. Now, this one, they keep doing these spinoffs of Marvel, and there's like always one going on. And this one's cool because it's happening at Christmas time.
Right, and there's a girl, Echo, is in that... She's the one that can't hear?
Correct.
Yeah, she's going to get a spinoff of her own, too.
Yeah, she's the one from Eternals.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a machine, man. The Marvel stuff is, and you probably heard Spider-Man, you probably saw it, Spider-Man, was it Can't Go Home? Spider-Man, Don't
no
Go
way,
Home?
No Way Home.
Spider-Man, Don't Go Home. Spider-Man, No Way Home. Did like $600 million worldwide this weekend. I think, John, if you actually took some time and started watching Marvel stuff, you would like it.
I have no time.
Wait a minute, you're on planes all the time.
Right, but I'm not getting into Marvel this late in life, no way.
There's no such thing as an age limit for Marvel.
Zero interest.
You're missing out, man.
Hey, have you heard anything about the Kurt Warner movie?
I heard it's not very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, too bad.
Heard it's not very good.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what Rotten Tomatoes says, but I heard it's not very good. Have you heard anything, Bergman?
No, I've seen some trailers.
I thought the trailers looked cheesy.
They did look very cheesy.
It's hard to do a good football movie.
Yes.
Like, most football movies are a risk. I mean, like, every once in a while you'll get a Remember the Titans, but most football movies are hard to pull off.
American Underdog is the name of the movie.
Yeah, I think it's out this week, right?
Well, what the hell? The reviews are 92% positive.
Is that from the audience or is that from the...
That's from the critics.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the Browns 97%
from the audience.
The Browns just missed a 45-yard field goal.
Let's go. Come on,
so
Raiders.
Bergman, are you giving points or getting points in this game?
I'm giving points.
Yeah, I'm
two
giving points, too. Yeah, I'm laying points.
2.5.
Well, that missed field goal helps you.
And thank you, Nick Mullins, for being Nick Mullins for the Browns.
10-0 Raiders at halftime.
Nice. That's why I bet on them. I've got a 9-team parlay. I bet on them. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Amy Winehouse. What a voice. That is such a tragedy.
I'm trying to remember. I know she passed away. Was it suicide?
No, it was...
OD?
OD.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah, she had an unbelievable
voice. You know, have you watched any of the Bill Simmons Music Box documentaries
on HBO?
Oh, they're so good. The Alanis Morissette one is killer. It's called Jagged. There's one called Mr. Saturday Night, which is
about the guy who came up with the idea for Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever. Right? And then the best one of all, and I didn't think I was going to like it at all, Kenny G.
Really?
The Kenny G one was fantastic. And I've always, and he addresses how, you know, people hate him and hate his music and all that stuff. The Kenny G one is unbelievable. I walked away with a respect for Kenny G.
Kenny G, excellent golfer.
Unbelievable. He talks about that. His message in life is practice, practice, practice. That's his song. Now I know Kenny G songs. That's called Songbird, right?
Wow, you went deep into this.
I'm telling you, Kenny G, man, there's a lesson there. One of the original 10 investors in Starbucks.
And that's how we have the Frappuccino.
No kidding.
Yeah, because he says...
God, why can't I be one of the original 10 investors?
He says,
if
I'm going to invest in this company, I want you to have something blended and sweet. And they made a Frappuccino.
Is that right?
Yeah, I heard that show sometime this week. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's killer. Killer documentary. Bill Simmons, I mean...
Yeah, nobody does documentaries like Bill.
They just picked up a second season of it. There's one about DMX I haven't watched yet. There's one about Woodstock. There's one about Juice WRLD.
Yeah, Bill was the guy behind 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah. You know, while I was gone, while we were gone, in Game of Games, Bergman, well, I would hope you lead. Bergman, you've been here every day, right?
I have been here every
day.
And
you still only have won four times.
Right, but I mean, like, you know, Momo
now,
won.
How many shows do we have left?
Let's see. We have a show. We have three shows this week.
Together, and I'm working
well,
next
Well, we're not
going to
do Game of Games tomorrow, right? It's only an hour show.
Oh, we should.
Yeah, we should, because we're coming down to the wire.
Right, so Mason, you do the game tomorrow.
Five. I've got
Bergman,
a game.
You do Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll do Wednesday. But we have five more shows total, because we'll have three more.
All right, so that means today's worth two.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's your game today, Ireland.
Right.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
But it's worth
Tuesday,
two.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
We're making it worth two. Right, so it's Bergman with four.
If there's
me
six,
with
then
three.
It's only worth one.
Momo has won three times.
Really?
Ireland two, Jorge one, Clinton Yates one, Brian Kamenitsky one.
Now, as of now, I'm supposed to go on the road next week, but everything could change with these COVID things. So we'll see.
Just some random Kenny G popping up.
There you go.
Great golfer.
Worth two tomorrow, by the way.
Okay, good.
The new official artist of Mason and Ireland. You know, there was no such thing as smooth jazz. They invented it for Kenny G.
Dave Koz hit on Lisa one night at a party.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's one of her claims to fame.
Dave Koz from The Wave?
No, isn't he like the other sax player besides Kenny G that people have heard of?
But I think he's also like the morning guy on The Wave.
Oh, is he really?
Radio, yeah.
That still exists, The Wave?
I think so. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is what you hear when you hear The Wave when you go into, like, offices. Elevators. It's good elevator music.
That's true.
Yeah. So John, the entire adventure of this road trip has been crazy for you.
Craziest trip I've ever been on. I've been traveling 21 years. Never, ever before have I checked into a hotel and never left, and I did it twice on this road trip. So many different people went into health and safety protocols after testing positive for COVID, including Michael Thompson, who is still stuck in a hotel in Minnesota. If you know Michael, text him, because he is lonely. He has been stuck. And I FaceTime him.
And he was not asymptomatic, right? He actually had symptoms.
Right. Most other people were. Like, for example, Frank Vogel is stuck in a hotel in Chicago, but he's asymptomatic. Frank feels fine. Michael is feeling better, but at first he was pretty sick. And right now the Lakers have six players in health and safety protocol. So they've gone out and signed guys like Isaiah Thomas, who actually started last night and has played pretty well just for being thrown into the fire. Today they signed Jamario Jones, who played with him 3 or 4 years ago. You're going to see a whole bunch of guys that you've never heard of before over the next few days, because the NBA now, Mace, is committed to getting these games played. They've had to cancel a handful of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But now what they're doing is they're making rules that if you have a player going to the protocol, you got to go out and sign somebody under what they call the hardship exception. That's how the Lakers got Isaiah Thomas. And today they signed Jamario Jones under the same thing. And every time they have a guy go now on the health and safety protocol list, they have to go out and sign a hardship exception. And so you're going to see more and more of these guys.
Do you think Isaiah Thomas is going to stick with this team?
I do. I think he's played really well. Now, the question would be, how do you create the roster spot when everybody's healthy? So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. He bombed some air balls last night. He made some, but he bombed some air balls too.
But I liked him a lot. I thought that he added a lot of punch, and you know, he scored 42 points in a G League game on Wednesday, and then on Thursday he was playing for the Lakers in Minnesota. So that's how quickly life can change for these guys. You know, Isaiah was completely out of the league.
Yeah.
And now he's actually playing rotation minutes for the Lakers. He still has his offensive game. You know, he's only 5'9". So, you know, you're going to be able to explain him a little bit defensively, but he can still score.
Oh, no question about that. Yeah, that's such a weird story how he went from MVP candidate to out of the league.
Right. What was his hip? He had a hip surgery.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that did it. That did it. All right, so tomorrow's going to be a really busy day on the show. It's going to be super short. It is Rams pregame. So we'll be on at 1 o'clock, and then pregame, getting ready.
Yeah,
for
we're at it too.
Rams, Seattle. There's some Kenny G for you. Brian Allen is in for the Rams. Center Brian Allen. Aaron Donald has been ruled in, full participation today. Greg Gaines, defensive lineman, been ruled in for today.
Great.
He's
Gaines.
Been fantastic. OBJ is back. Jalen Ramsey is back. Hopefully they'll get some more guys back out of protocol. This thing's still going on, huh? This thing's still going on.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
It's crazy.
And now it's affecting – it's super contagious.
Yeah, this new one, I guess, is just like super contagious.
Right. So if you don't have to go out, don't go out. But I think a lot of stuff's going to get canceled. A lot of – like, I wonder if the Love Actually show that you and I saw is still going to happen.
They've canceled a lot of Broadway. And they right. I saw today they canceled Hamilton at the Pantages.
Right. Anything that – is get like Saturday Night Live this past week. They basically canceled the musical guests and said no audience.
Well, a bunch of people had it.
Right.
A bunch of the cast had it.
Well, as somebody who's been traveling with the basketball team, I can tell you that a different person or people collective tested positive every day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Game of Games time, and let's see the score in the month of December, and we're playing for $10,000 mythical dollars to start next year. Bergman has 4. I've got 3. Ireland, you have 2. Jorge, you have 1. A bunch of other people have scored. It's Ireland's game today, and it is worth 2.
No, it's not. We figured out that tomorrow it starts worth 2.
Okay, got it.
All right, so 1 worth 1. It's time for the lyrics game. I'll read you the lyrics from a hit song. Your name is your buzzer. I'll accept either the name of the song or the name of the artist.
Okay.
You can give me either one. Either one gets you the point. These are all huge hit songs. All right? Here we go. Song number 1. It's Jorge, Bergman, and Mace. There ain't no gold in Mason. This river, Mason.
That is Adele, Go Easy on Me.
Easy on Me from Adele, and Mason
know,
gets it right out of the gate.
Every word from that song.
There was no way I was
no
getting that.
Gold in this river yeah. that I've been washing my hands in okay. forever.
I thought I'd get to at least the chorus. Wow. All right. Song number 2. Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca. Jorge. Oh.
That's Jay-Z yep. New York.
That is Jay-Z, yes. Empire State of Mind. Yes. That's all you need. Oh, don't try and give me more than you need to give me, Jorge. You'll all screw
right.
it up.
All right,
Jorge won. Mason won. Bergman yet to scratch. All right, song number 3. I'm just trying to find a decent melody, a song that I can sing in my own company. I never thought you were a fool, but darling, look at you. You got to stand up straight, carry your own weight. These tears are going nowhere, baby. You've got to get yourself together.
Mason.
Mace.
You too.
You too is right. Mace, how did it take you that long to come up with Stuck in the Moment?
That was Stuck in the Moment.
I knew it was something that I knew.
I put that in there.
I knew it was something I knew.
I put that in there just for you. All right. Mason 2, Jorge 1, Bergman yet to scratch. Song number 4. His palms are sweaty.
Greg.
Next week, Greg.
Eminem.
Eminem, lose yep. yourself. You knew Oof. I put that in there somewhere. All right. 2 for Mace, 1 each for Greg and Jorge. We have 4 songs left. 45. All right. This hit, that ice cold, Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
Greg. Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Bruno Mars is correct. It's Uptown Funk. And Bergman has tied Mason at 2. Jorge has 1. All right. Song number 6. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple hundred times.
Oh, I know this song.
So let me, oh, let me redeem, oh, redeem, oh, myself tonight, because I just need one more shot at second chances. Yeah? Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body, Greg. Need an answer.
Oh,
three,
it's,
two.
Shoot, One Direction.
One. You're out. It is not One Direction.
No, I know who it is. I know
the
song.
I'll keep reading.
Okay.
Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Jorge or Mace?
I know the song.
I'm sorry.
I can't think of who it's by.
Title or artist? Three, two,
Jorge.
Imagine one. Jorge.
No.
Well, who?
Imagine Dragons?
No.
Mason.
Mace.
Beyonce.
No. All three, you missed it.
Is it too late
you guys
now
would,
to say sorry?
I thought you guys would go for the title, which was Sorry.
Oh, it's Justin Bieber.
The artist is Justin Bieber.
I knew the song,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Still two for Greg, two for Mace, one for Jorge. All right, and we have two left and a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Get this one, Jorge, and tie it up.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Mason. Let's spend it up. Mace.
Black Eyed Peas?
Yes, no! I got a feeling.
Wow. It's an old
Jorge,
song.
Jorge, you're out.
Jeez.
Bergman, you need to get this to force the tiebreaker. If Mace gets it or no one gets it, Mason gets the win.
Here we go. Here we go.
Cutie the Bomb. Met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her arm. She said, I can tell you rock. I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock. I can tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? She take my money when I'm in need. She's a trifling
Mason.
Friend indeed. Mace.
Kanye.
Kanye, it's always Kanye.
I was thinking to myself, he's going to say, it's always Kanye, and then I didn't say anything.
It's Kanye's biggest
nice
hit,
job, Mace.
Gold Digger.
For the win.
And Mace gets the point to tie for the lead.
Yes. Bergman, you've been here all this time, and you have only won four times.
Yeah, I mean, you don't win all the time. But like Momo, so you want to know what we did with Brian and Momo?
Yeah.
One time Brian was supposed to do a game, and he decided that he just didn't feel like doing the game that day.
Oh, he just chose not to.
He just chose not to. So Momo ended up coming with a game in the breaks and made the game. So we took a point away from Brian and gave it to Momo.
Oh, nice. That's
well, so that so Momo
well
has
deserved,
three.
Yes. I might add.
Yes. He agreed to it, too. But so he only has one, and Momo has three.
Nice.
All right. Tomorrow, Mace's game.
I'm so excited for tomorrow.
That's worth two.
Yeah. Now, but no, you're,
I don't mean the shoot.
Yeah,
the
he
game.
Means the Rams game.
I mean the Rams
game. No. Game of games is way more important.
For the game of game. I'm excited for the Rams game.
Weird kickoff time. 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. That's got to be a first.
I'm going to wear my mask every single second.
I would. I did an entire game, Mace, courtside last night with a mask. I did a radio broadcast through a mask. That's how scared I
Did
was
sound
about
okay?
getting COVID. I don't know. I hope so. But, I mean, that's how, you know, Trudell did color last night. He wore a mask. Stu wore a mask. It's that bad. It's just super, super contagious.
You know, you mentioned that Kurt Warner movie.
Yeah.
I apparently heard really wrong advice because it's 92% positive on Rotten Tomatoes and 97% audience score. It looks kind of hokey to me.
I looked at one review that hated it, but that's it. I only looked at one. So it's Zachary Levi as Kurt Warner. It's called
Warner.
American Underdog, and Warner was the executive producer on it.
I think it comes out like Christmas Day, I think.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's a really good movie is the one with Nicole Kidman as Lucy.
No, wait a minute. How have you seen that?
It's in movie theaters.
Oh, that's right. It's not. I'm waiting for it to come out on streaming.
Comes out tomorrow on streaming.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really good. She's fantastic.
Assuming I go back on the road. Well, it's Aaron Sorkin, written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. Assuming I go back out on the road, I'm going to load that one up.
Do you think there's a chance you won't go back on the road?
I think there's a chance of anything. I think that, I mean, this thing is so unpredictable and so contagious that I think there's a chance of anything. I think they're going to play the games. I think the team is going to travel and play the games no matter what. I think in terms of everybody else, all the ancillary personnel, it just depends on how bad the spread is.
Mm. Wow. Just in time for the holidays.
Right. My dog is going crazy.
Hold on. Yeah, what's wrong with Reagan? Reagan the dog. Named after, I assume, named after President Reagan.
No, we named her after a girl. She's a girl, so we named her after a girl. You know. Hey, what's your deal? Come here.
You know, that's what I do with my dogs. When they bark, I just yell, "Knock it off!"
It works about half the time. Now yeah. I'm just giving her a lot of attention, but she really wants food.
Attention and treats. It usually gets it done. Usually gets it done. So tomorrow, we are back for a short show. And we will lead you up to Rams versus Seahawks. Don't forget, this is meaningful to me, probably more meaningful than it is for anybody else. And I know they're campaigning big time, the afternoon show. They're begging to win show of the year, right? Just begging to win show of the year. It will mean more to me to win show of the year. So the 710 Mandy Awards, which are coming up, go to 710awards.net. And remember, vote for Jorge.
Hey, guys, vote for Jorge. Vote for Laura.
By the way, Laura's standing right there. That's why
don't
I did
vote
that.
Vote for Laura.
Don't vote for Laura. Exactly.
Raiders just tried a fake punt. It didn't work. Here come the Browns.
Here come the Browns. All right, that's it for us again. Tomorrow, mini show. And then we're final show of the year for us is going to be on Wednesday as we get you ready for Christmas. It's Christmas week. Lots of screwing around today. We'll get you ready for Lakers and Rams tomorrow on the show. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.